board and stuff like that. You were doing something before. Tell us about that.
I started off making beats. Then I jumped over to engineering. I went to school for engineering, recording engineering. And now I'm in school right now for music business. So in high school I played in the band. So music, I've always been involved in music.
Now, what you going to school for, going to college for engineering, how much has that benefited your career as an artist?
Tremendously. Where I can be sitting in a studio with another engineer, and I can be understanding exactly what he's doing, everything he's doing. I can say, hey, turn up the highs, turn up the lows, the mids ain't there. So it helped out tremendously to the point where I can do it independently as well.
That's what's up. And having those type of skills does give for quality music and producing, mixing, and mastering. For those who are looking to go to school and, you know, do engineering and stuff like that, where would be the first place that they would start? What would you suggest for them?
First place I would start is look around in your area. See if any programs in your area. So a lot of programs starting up in a lot of these community colleges, a lot of other schools. I mean, it's other schools out here than these bigger schools that log in that has their advertisement on websites. So check around in your area and look around and see if there's any programs for that talent you're looking for.
How long does it take to get your degree?
It all depends. I mean, if you're looking for associates, it's 2 years. If you're looking for a bachelor's, 4. I mean, if you want just a certificate, it might take you a little over a year. So it all depends.
That's definitely what's up. Money Making D, you got this track here. Hotlines, I see you lighting up. The hotline's already lighting up for you. But we need to get into this music first. You got this track right here called Bars. Tell us about Bars so we can go ahead and get right into it. Right here on Frontline Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B.
All right, if you like real music, real hip-hop, Bars is where it's at. Lyrics all day, every day. Beat all day, every day. Bars.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. Dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Records with a pen and a pad. I give a fuck about your piece of shit. I tote tag with the keys and the drum pad. Man, I go crazy and stand in the brain. No slap of gain, I'm in hell. But I'm being for real. Okay then, just like the homie feel like he's a prescription of refilling, overdosing one spill. I'm telling him that ill. Hell yeah, nice light yoga to my appetite. To the point, transparency, nothing I can bite. See, before this, I was just died, but I was just dipping, diving, shopping on the mic. Now it's murder on sight, no drug relation. Look, don't tell nobody, but this here I am lacing. My shoes, see, they precious, so why you hating? Giving these hard bars, and on the real, I'm just pacing. Talk, erase them, that's how I was taught. Get this money like a boss, you might have to take a loss. So them friends, you can talk, they be the main ones to leave when you fall. But when you up in the game, they all want to ball. But they won't stay long to sneak out, watch as they crawl. It's dirty, some more fucking hogs. No scribble, man, a law, all reality. In actuality, get worse. Just lay you out in dirt and be the same one in your hearse. Crying to your mama, how you gonna get revenge first? Say whatever to make work. I guess that's how it go. But back to this gorilla with chinchilla overdose off the blow. It's dark now, but watch how my light about to glow. Shine bright, see these it's not right. Sean Paul type bitches begging for the light, but they would never get it. Don't you know Money Making D a killer like Mike? It's grind time official, just like a whistle. They calling me an issue, I tell them go get a tissue. Mac is a girl on me, ain't my fault that bitch is an info. Work with Steve John and even that bitch Crystal. So take care of your info before you step in mine. That's why you always gonna be a step behind. Worry about another nigga, please, I ain't got time. I'm all about these dope ass beats and these motherfucking rhymes.
Number 403. Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Diva Spot. Here's your girl Mary J with the 4-3 mile.
Been a tiger to the top, get it, never stop. On the front line, baby, here I come if you're ready or not.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary J. Mellow on the beat.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary K
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
What up, Sango? Drop that. Uh-huh. Okay. You know I had to hit you with that cool flow. That's what I'm known for. What up, Nate? What up, Nate? That's a good look for you, homie. Know I had to do it. Look, up high, taking risks like a skydiver. Lyric game spreading hot like a wildfire. Never misleading, getting money like famous preachers. The collage, number one without a famous feature. That's cause the style is finessing your feet. So addicting, have you put in every track on repeat? So come and get it like grandma just finished cooking. You looking for the heart of the game, yo, I just took it. Attached it to mine, now the music got blood flow. Take it back to the same place where the stars grow. Show them something different that the world is bigger than the same hood rap power struggle. They hood niggas expand your horizon. I grew my ideas up, and now I stay knocking in their hands with their eardrums. The insects use plants to flourish their trees, and I'm the fruit of the game. Call me an Applebee's.
Yeah, had to hit you with a cool flow.
Baby, you know,
shout out to Murder. What up, Murder? Big shout out to Lazy.
Lazy is at work. Lazy is definitely at work. The grind don't stop. She actually mixing mixtapes right now. It's like really, really official right now, like crazy. But NJ Threats has really got the spotlight right now because he got so much like to bring from New Jersey and just bring to the world. So I was only right that I hit up Diva Spot right away and brought her this live on the spot exclusive. So I'm just gonna get off and let NJ.
Well, before we go there, Guru, hold on, this Diva Spot. Hold on, before we go there, we got Money Making D in the building. We got my special guest here. Of course, we showcasing and interviewing. Well, say what's good to Money Making D, man. North Carolina, stand up.
Yeah, Money Making D. I see you, boy. Keep on your grind, man. Holler at the Diva. Holler at the Diva when you need us, man. We here for you, bro. You know we do advertising in magazines, and we do bigger stuff like billboards and interviews and radio airplay, man. So keep on your grind, man.
Appreciate that. Most def. Will do.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Diva, for having us on. We live.
Oh, of course, we live right here on Diva Spot, man. We just played that hot track by Money Making D. We about to get Jersey in the building in a sec. I'm going to do a little something right here. Money Making D said, Diva, you're not going to Chris Brown me, is you? I said, nah, baby. I ain't going to Chris Brown you. But, of course, big shout-out to Jersey, Brick City, stand up. Money Making D, we going to have Jersey just come in right now, and he going to spit something for us. And, of course, we want to get feedback. So, Money Making D, you my special guest today. You get interviewed, showcased, and promoted, and right now we about to get it exclusive. How at us, Guru.
I don't got to holler at y'all. New Jersey NJ Threats going to take it the rest of the way. Like I just called
Threat.
To say shout out
I'll
to Front Line Friday.
NJ Threats, you already fucking know, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Steve, you know what I'm saying? We're the nigga Guru, you know what I'm saying? We, you know what I mean? Repping this shit, man. Worldwide family, you know what I'm saying? NJ Threats, man. Recognize the name, you heard? So, yeah. What's going on with you, Steve?
Holler at us, man. We got Money Making D in the building. You got any questions for Money Making D? He's an artist from North Carolina. You're an artist from Jersey. So, of course, we can pull a collab. I smell a collab coming. I think this usually happens on Diva Spot, but I kind of smell a collab coming, which is going to lead to some success. What you think, Money Making D?
I feel the same way. Let's get this money.
Okay. Hey, man. Let's make it happen.
I want to tell Diva that NJ Threats got some raw licks, and I said take it easy on the show tonight because he bringing it live, but he know how to censor himself and keep it live for the ladies and all the babies listening and everybody that's supporting the whole worldwide Diva movement. Diva Spot is worldwide. Frontline Fridays is worldwide, and we know that we coming
that's
up in the court.
What's up, NJ Threats? Holler at us because we about to go to the call lines. We got a minute.
Stunt.
Let's go.
He's gonna stunt. He's going to go heavy on you.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, we ain't playing no games. We get right to it. You know what I'm saying? Shut up my animal. I'm always playing. You got to put up
like. Oh, that's not good. We breaking up. I think we lost Guru. We can barely hit him. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get back to you, NJ Threats, because it's bad reception. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. Where we at? Let's get the people. Yeah, and right there. Let's go. We got more bricks in the building. Money Meek. Money being live in the building. Money Making D is here. Of course, we just played this hot track right there called Bars. I know you heard that track. Money Meek, thank you for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all check out Money Meek. But I want to get your feedback on the track that we just played called Bars.
I was having a bad connection on that Diva Mary Kay. You know, I ain't the dudest, man. I keep it straight, G. But it sounds great, the little ending part that I did here. Shout out to him. Tell him keep doing this thing. You know how I get with the artists, man. Keep doing your motherfucking thing, man. Word.
Appreciate that.
That's what's up. You got any questions for Money Making D? North Carolina, stand up.
Money Making D, hey man, is you willing to collab with any independent artists, you know, because I'm the D over here, my federation, you know, I'm always trying to make that contact, you know, for this growth, you know, establish some money. If you want to hook up, man, we can, man, you know, hit the manager on 862-755-3909, you can definitely hit D, and she got it, yeah.
That's what's up, yeah, man. I appreciate that, Money Mate. Go to the line to get some more love. 718, New York. 718-598, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Money Making D live. What's your name and where you calling from? 718-598. All right, y'all know how we doing Diva Spot. We keeping it moving. Get back to you, Money Making Dean. Get back to this music. One thing I see that you have been grinding and putting a lot of time and money and effort into this thing. Was there ever a point where you got to the point where you was like, you know what, forget this, yo. I'm not doing this no more. It ain't worth it. It's too much frustration. It's just too much for me to really take on right now. Have you ever got to the point that you decided that you wanted to give up music?
Not music, but as far as, like, with, like, hip-hop music, getting into the industry, at one point in time I did, but it's music, man, you know, music speaks, and, you know, it gives you this feeling, it brings out emotion in you, and you're going to keep going, so, to answer your question.
Okay, so you never really wanted to give up music, just the new niggas in the industry. I can dig it. Now, as far as with starting off as an artist, I think a lot of artists come in this game and they think everything is just coochie crunch, like right off the bat, they're going to start getting deals, they're going to start making money. As an artist, what would be the first thing that you would recommend an artist to do before they release any of their music?
Practice makes perfect. You want to make sure your delivery is right before you put anything out there.
That's definitely what's up. Now, as far as with, you know, with your music, what is Money Making D's music bringing to the industry? What do you think people are going to be able to get from your music when they hear it? And also, what kind of mind frame is it going to put them in?
When they hear my music, they're going to be in a good mind frame. I speak for a lot of people who, because honestly, keep it real with you, I'm not no gangster, I'm not a thug. I'm not the skateboarding dude. I'm just me. I'm the guy that's in the back end just watching everything. But at the same time, I'm living life. I'm living life just like a regular dude every day. So at the end of the day, they're going to get truth from me. But they're going to get a good emotion from it. They're going to feel good. I make feel good music.
That's what's up. Diva Ebony B is definitely into feel good music. I don't have anything against those, you know, gangster tracks, or, you know, some artists are just OGs to the end, you know. Styles P, Jada Kiss, wow, Too Short, Scarface, DMX. You know, they just that way to the end. They speak the truth, but of course all of those artists has been able to make a track to motivate people. I don't have anything against you getting on the track and spitting how you feel. I'd rather for you to let your frustrations out on the track than for you to go and let your frustration out with a gun or beating somebody down or robbing a bank or something. But it's just getting to the point that a lot of artists, and not just rap artists, but rock artists, Latino pop, you know, they selling the dream while they living it. Like, you're really not teaching these people anything, and you're really not teaching anything through your music. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, everybody going with the trends. Everybody ain't going with the trends. Frontline Friday, we don't follow the trends. We make them, baby. That's how we getting down. Let's talk about this track right here, Exclusive. Tell us who's Chemistry and also D. Tell us about this track and the people that's on it before we get into it.
All right, Exclusive. Chemistry is an old classmate when I was in school and in college. We got bars. Clinton NC. She's a female artist. She sings and she raps from Paso, Texas. night. Exclusives for anybody that's out there living that, not necessarily exclusive, but they be on that new, which means basically they on another level. They not following these trends. They not doing what everybody else doing. They doing what they doing to keep it on moving. Feel me?
That's definitely what's up. We about to get into this hot track right here, exclusive, My Money Making D featuring Chemistry and Fee. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest. Let's go.
Money making D.
Mr. Exclusive's what you call me when I step on the scene. They look at the beat, be like the kid so clean. Fresh new jeans, pocket full of green. Got the sun jealous of the way I'm shining with the bling. Style so extreme, makeover couldn't redo me. My G, I'm so fly, fly like the birds. I'm high off the oof, I got everybody attention. The way that I'm glistening, see status what you missing. Boss the fitted and I'll polo and Air Maxes on my feet. I'm fresh as like the booby, yet the market my G. When it comes to the swag on me, you can't touch me. Can't tell me nothing like a Kanye G. I'm so fly, so fresh, ready, yeah, homeboy like Cali, the best. Homie, just listen and just rest and pay attention and learn how you can get like this, lady.
New shit, old shit, I stack money, you fold it. Catch me with a new chick, why you be with my old chick? Why you be pointing out? Me, I'm pursuing. Every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick. Yeah, I be on that new bitch. Why you be on that old bitch? Yeah, that's exclusive. So tryna catch up, it's useless.
Zoom, 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 watch me fly past. Kick so fly like 800 on the dash. Leave me now, you don't, cause I'm gone. Kawasaki zoom on suckers with no bone. Left black, I'm on, hoping I get on. Swag way your son, but serving it by the throne. The skyscraper, the flow, let's see if they like that. If not, them goons be stomping them through a mat. I'm packing up my bag, no holding your boy bad. I love chasing this tag, some haters, they hate that. The flyer that I get, the flyer that I spit. The rap game of Kamole, I'm flying while I stack money, you fold it. Nuclear explosion, cold day in hell, besides I got focused. Hot cause I'm toasting, new tracks I'm posting. Old tracks ain't told you, hipster, y'all know this.
New shit, old shit, I stack money, you fold it. Catch me with a new chick, why you be with my old chick? Why you be pointing out? Me, I'm pursuing. Every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick. Yeah, I be on that new bitch. Why you be on that old bitch? Yeah, that's exclusive. So tryna catch up, it's useless.
See, yeah, no interest if he can, but he can't have this. But too far, he be so hilarious. This ain't a movie, and no, I ain't new name, but I stay with the new shit. Like it's Christmas, every day I should change my name to Mr. Exclusive. Everything on your wish list, you know I got it. Made my own dollar, so I bought it. Ain't free, what you think they call me? My fly's on a whole nother level. I go from rockin' polo to working Manolo. If they hatin' low, they do be loving though. All on the internet, searching for photos. Can I be a girl? Let me think about it, no. I want it all, Cadillac, drop top, color Pepto, with mom. Summer, spring, fall, when it's so cold, like time, I fly through them all.
New shit, old shit, I stack money, you fold it. Catch me with a new chick, why you be with my old chick? Why you be finding out? Me, I'm pursuing, every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick. Yeah, I be on that new bitch. Why you be on that old bitch? Yeah.
The Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. More music, in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back-to-back and beat-to-beat, this is Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay.
Miss Motivation, I see you. And Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday. We're all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yeah, make sure y'all holler at a true diva. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. We got Money Making D live in the building with us. That was just this hot track exclusive right there featuring Chemistry of C. Y'all make sure y'all definitely check that out. Where can they go and get the music at, Money Making D?
You can go to www.nothingbutgreatness.blogspot.com, and that's nothing without a G.
That's definitely what's up. When you decided to start your music, you do a lot of live performances. What is one of the things, you know, with a live performance, when you go into a venue or when you're getting booked for a venue, what are some of the things that Money Making D would like to have when doing the venue in any city?
What I would like to have just a good crowd. All I want is a good crowd that I can entertain. That's all that really matters to me, is the crowd entertaining the fans.
Is there any, like, special equipment that you need, like with mics, or would you rather bring your own DJ, or are you comfortable using a house DJ?
I'm fine with using a house DJ. It's music. I like everybody to bring their creativity to the table. You never know what you make out of it. You want a different experience every time you get up there.
That's what's up. When you're making your music and when you're looking for beats or when you're making beats, you know, what's going through your head? Like, if you were to, like, with this song, Exclusive, you made that beat. Is that correct?
No, I didn't make that beat. Actually, okay. A producer by the name of Michelangelo from New Mexico made that beat. But when he made that beat, I was around there, and I was just like, this beat is crazy. So I just had to have it. At first, I didn't really like it that way, but as I listened to it more and more, it was just like it pulled the emotion out of me that was just needed to come out.
Well, that's what's up. With that creative gene that you have, especially with producing music, with engineering and, you know, listening to beats, how many beats would you say that you listen to a day or that you make a day? What's the process? What are we looking like at the end of the day when you're in the studio?
Making beats. On a good day, I'm probably looking at making probably about 4 or 5 good quality beats. As listening to beats, every day I'm listening to beats, so there's no telling how many beats I've listened to throughout the day, because I'm always listening to beats. I'm on SoundClick, I'm on SoundCloud, I'm on Twitter, always listening to all these producers who I'm following or who following me, so I'm always checking them out.
That's what's up. Money Meek, I want to get some feedback from Money Meek on that track right there, Exclusive. Money Meek, give us some feedback on that one right there.
That right there, that's a nice track. Definitely go bang in the clubs, no border, line up. Yeah, keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing it. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate that.
Listen, we got, and if you live on the call line, all you got to do is press the 1 button to get your mic open. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. That is definitely a club banger. I can hear that in the club all day.
Wow.
And yeah, that one right there, like getting exclusive, getting new. It's a flashy track. For me, it's a flashy track. It's like I can show off. I'm showing off. This is what I do.
I'm in the club, you know, VIP, you know, get a couple of bottles pop, you know, of your choice. You know what I mean? Don't have to keep up with the Joneses, you know, you ain't back, man. Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. Long-term goals, Money Making D. What is your long-term goals at the end of the day? Would like to, at the end of the day, be performing, or are you looking to start a label or, you know, be a great engineer? What are your long-term goals for Money Making D's career in music?
Long-term goals, eventually I want to start a label. I want to bring out the talent that's not being seen. Bring out my city. Bring out my state. Because there's a lot of great music in this state that a lot of people aren't hearing. So that's what I want to do, my long-term goal. Bring a distribution into North Carolina, like as such as Sony, as such as a Warner Brother, as a Universal. So.
That's what's up. How is your label going to be different from the labels out here? You know, how would your label benefit the artists from coming through? Like, how would it be any different than any other labels out there besides the name and the people?
Creative control. We'll give more artists creative control. It's not a lot of creative control now. It's there's a lot of politics within the industry where I feel like it stirs the mixture, passion go away as an artist. So I want to keep the creative control so the artist can still keep it their way, still keep it as fly. If they want to keep it gangster, they can keep it gangster. If they want to keep it fly, they can keep it fly the way they want to keep it. But we're going to do it with quality.
I like that. We need definitely labels out there like that. And I can definitely say they do it with quality because, you know, people will send you music. I remember an artist sent me a track. And the name of the track was I Ain't Shit, literally. And I'm looking at the email. I'm like, well, maybe I read this wrong. And he names his song I Ain't Shit. Wow. And you know what's the sad thing about it? I ain't even listened to the track, yo. I just deleted the email. I'm not trying to control y'all, but if you send anybody a track that says I ain't shit, well, most likely you ain't, and we not gonna listen to it. That's just unnecessary. You talking about branding yourself? Don't send nobody nothing like that. And also, when you send in tracks as well, educate and regulate. When you send in tracks as well, make sure you label your tracks. ID label your tracks. You don't want to send anyone a track that says track 01, track 02, track 03. It'll get lost very fast. It's not the DJ or the host or the station being mean. It's just we don't know who 02 or 03 is, so we're going to introduce your track like, you know, tune in live with Diva Spot Radio's Frontline Fridays. We're going to play track 02 right now by unknown artist. You're going to be mad. That's no good. Get your package together. Presentation is what most important. Money Making D, what do you feel that's top with presentation for artists? What is the first thing that you think that needs to be done to be able to present you in a good manner and to present your brand and your music in a professional manner?
Oh, well, first off, it all starts within your brand. I mean, professionalism. You need to be professional at all times. Think of it as you're already a superstar. Someone's always watching you at all times. You don't want someone to be watching you and you walk with your pants down. You're not ready. Oh, it's all sloppy. No, nobody's going to take that. So, professionalism.
Professionalism is very important because if you don't take your own brand serious, somebody else going to take your brand serious. I mean, for real. And business cards as well. You know, you want to make sure you have something in your hand, your CD. Even I've seen a lot of artists, and I think this is pretty cool with the CD. They have their business card on the back. It's like a label. Like, they have the cover in the back end, but the back of it is the business card right there. So anytime that you out, you want to make sure you keep your CD on you or your business card on you so people can be able to contact you. That's very important. Money Making D, who would you like to do a song with right now for a female R&B artist or a female artist? Let's do female first and then male, and then we're going to get into this third track. Who would you like to do a song with right now?
Right now in the industry?
It doesn't matter. It can be right. Industry artist or independent.
I like to do one with Eve. Bring her back into the game.
Mm-hmm. he just performed in Philly somewhere I was seeing on this blog. But that's what's up. What about Mel?
Mel, I would love to work with Pharrell.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Very creative person. Why Pharrell?
Why Pharrell? Well, let's think. Very creative, make the beat. He has the new campaign, I Am Others. I mean, this guy is very creative. I mean, even we go back with the clips, the beats that he made, they changed up the game with that sound, that certain sound they made. I want to bring that sound back, so I would love to work with Pharrell.
That's what's up. Let's get into this track right here. Tell us about Air Max Chicks in Green. What is this track all about?
All right. Air Max Chicks in Green. I am a guy that's a sneakerhead. I have a thing for Air Maxes. So when I made this track, I was really looking at it and to let you know in my world, Air Maxes, love chicks, love females. I got love for all females. Green, about the money. Money making deal without the green. Come on, it don't make no sense. So
that's what's that's what's up. What's your favorite type of chick, man?
My favorite type of chick? I love them all. I love them all. I don't even discriminate, to be honest with you. But I love a sophisticated chick.
What about Air Maxes?
I gotta agree
Air Maxes.
With that.
Oh, my favorite Air Max is Air Max 90s, and I love Air Max 95s. They're so comfortable.
That's what's up. We're about to get into this track right here. I hear you over there, Money Means. Money Means, I like being sophisticated chicks, too.
I ain't even going to stunt that. Shorty with the two-piece heels. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I think a woman's stride when she put that two-piece suit on. You know what I'm saying? That thing covered right. She got them pumps on. You know, she got her thing together. You know, she got a spray on them and her head down and all good. Yo, man, I love a woman in a corporate look, man. That's both money thing right there. I'm going to keep you. I got to be honest.
Money seeing money right now.
I got to be honest with you.
But that's definitely what's up, man. Y'all heard it, ladies. Definitely want to be a sophisticated lady. Had to take y'all back with that old school right there. But, yeah, sophistication does look good, and it also gives off power. Men love power. This money-making D right here, Air Max Chicks and Greens. Let's go. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
This right here is what the world been waiting for. What money making he gonna do next and what he got in store. The wait is over, I'm a showing what I'm here for. Go crazy like Cass that be up on Jersey Shore. This ain't that playboy, boy, this that hardcore, that raw, uncut, that sh** to die for. Money, I'ma stand out like an infected sore. Money making D in all caps and underscore. Okay, I step up out that house and I'm so brand new. Max is on my feet, on the side is my new. I said once before, but now I'm back with so much more. Brighter, smarter, and wiser with money stacked from the floor. A virus lyrically shit work, catch contact soon after I fit. I think I'm empty, I'm on my G, I'm too legit to quit. The hustle, it never stops, ain't system rocks, can keep. And if you think you can stop this hustle, got thing you ain't with this, cause I'm a motherfucking beast, a monster at what I do. No alienating me. If you think you can do it, then go ahead and do it. But take my advice, place your bets, I'm losing.
Next.
M-O-N-E-Y, making D. Don't ever mistake it, no faking. I'm about my biz, no bullshit. You dig like Blaze, I get it in. Cat it, all I do is win. The only L I'm taking, I'm inhaling and blowing to the wind. I got a crazy grind, I'm on it all the time. My hustle's one of a kind, like, yo, got it, I'm full time. Full of lies, bullshit, all up in they rhymes. Making up is the reason why they all behind. See, they nothing like me, fresh Air Maxes on my feet. Bad chick by my side, smoking on that Kush, my G. And of course, pocket full of green. If you own what I'm on, you want an ACG shoot.
Century. I think that'll fit you. Rucker. What's going on, Mr. Rucker?
Everything is everything. Just doing what I do. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got Money Making D live in the building. We've been showcasing his hot music at the top of the show, been getting a lot of good feedback. So, you know, Money Making D helped Diva Mary Kay step her game up with the Air Max. Of course, I'm a hot chick with the green. Then we got exclusive with him, you know, and Chemistry and Miss C on that exclusive track. And then he laid it down at the top of the show with a track called Bars. So we just played that Air Max Chicks in Green. I want to get your feedback from that.
Yo, I was trying to figure out what did that horn sound like, and it sounded like the 20th Century Fox that came in, the horn that was playing in that joint. I was like, it's always like one thing that catches you. I got to say, it's, you know, it's simple and to the point. Brothers like something nice to put on, something to fold to put in their pocket, and someone nice to walk to when they're doing it. So... there you go. But it was a nice beat. It was on point. I want to hear it again. I hate making a comment about a song the first time I hear it, but the first time I heard it, I was really listening. I was listening to the hook and the horn, and I was like, "Where do I know that horn from?" But yeah, it was a well put together track, and brother can flow, so that's always a good thing.
Appreciate that.
So I want to definitely check you out, man. I love indie music, man. I hate to overprocess, overplayed. So, good.
Yeah, this game is saturated right now. Money Making D, tell them where they can go to get some music so they won't get oversaturated hearing the same thing over and over again, where they can get that true independent music, that true quality music at.
www.nothingbutgreatness.blogspot.com, and that's nothing without the G. Also, follow me at www.twitter.com/moneymakingd.
That's what's up. Mr. Ruggins, you got any question for Money Making D?
So I got a question. In the days of the internet, man, are you shopping for a deal, or you really just want to stay on the internet and put yourself out independently?
I'm more so trying to go independent route. I want to keep control of what I'm doing as of right now.
So what's the hardest part about being on your grind and doing it independently? And some advice you could give to young artists who want to do the same thing you're doing and want to meet with some success.
The hardest part is keeping up with this modern technology is always something innovative that come out every day, always a new tool, and also the funding behind it. You have to fund yourself. You don't get an event like you get at these major labels. So you got to work twice as hard, 24/7.
And my last question, what's the best part about being an MC?
The best part about being an MC is being an MC is hip-hop, man. You get to tell your story. You get to tell the story that's not being told. So that's the best part of being an MC. To me, you get to be the host. You get to tell the story.
I heard that. I'm down with that, dude. You don't know.
Well, if that's the best part, I want to know what's the worst part about being an MC.
The worst part of being an MC? I don't think it's really too much of a worst part. To me, it's not.
Money Making D, would you feel some type of way if somebody bit off your rhymes? Because there's a lot of biting going on in it. I think biting started around like 1998 or 1999. I think biting started around that time. But would you be upset if somebody bit one of your verses and put it in a song?
You know what?
Would you look at that as paying homage?
I look at it as paying homage. I wouldn't even be mad because that shows me that I'm doing something that somebody else likes, somebody else want to do. So I wouldn't even be mad. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. I mean, it's just so many lines out there. And so I wouldn't even take it as, oh, man, he stole my rhymes. I'd just be like, oh, man, you know, hey, you paying homage. Or oh, I'm doing something that somebody else likes.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad that you wouldn't be upset with somebody, you know, biting your rhyme or, you know, going in, because a lot of times it is playing homage. Now, in later days, just people just not being creative. A lot of people just getting lazy with the rhymes. And back in the day, you was caught on it. Like, you, your track was, you was laughed off this session. Like, you know, people just laughed you off the air or they laughed you out the battle. Like, man, you bit the rhyme. So I guess now people look at it in a different way and saying, you know, it's paying homage. And that is something that definitely need to be done now, is to pay homage and respect for those who came before you. For those who came before you, what's your inspiration? Who's the artist that inspires you and inspires you to continue to do your music?
I'm like a huge fan of Guru. I grew up off of Outkast, T.I., The Dungeon Family, UGK. I also listened to Eric B. and Rakim, Beastie Boys. It's a lot of inspiration. Go to the West Coast with the Bay Area with E-40 and Snoop and Dre, that whole N.W.A. movement. So it's a lot. I get a lot of inspiration off a lot of artists.
That's what's up. And speaking of the Dungeon Family, we're going to have Backbone on the show next Friday. Backbone will be live right here on Frontline Fridays. We're going to be showcasing, of course, that hot song that's out, The Beautiful Blue, along with other top tracks that's coming. So he will be here. You're welcome to come back and check him out and chat it up with him. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love here. Where we at? 623-341, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Money Making D. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, first of all, this is D Slate from the D Hour Show.
What up, dude?
Yes, indeed. And I, first and foremost, I want to say hello to my queen, Ebony B, host of one of the most magnificent radio shows on Blog Talk. That would be Diva Spot Radio. You beautiful chocolate sister, you. I definitely want to send a shout out to my man Money Making D. I heard some of the music, definitely some hot music. You're gonna have to shoot it my way so we can get it in rotation on the D Hour Show. And then absolutely, I have to say what's up and give a shout out to my brother, Mr. Anthony Rucker.
Yes, indeed. What's up, homie?
Anthony, what's good, bro?
Chilling, baby, doing what I do, making the world a better place.
That's it.
Yeah,
we're
going to have the world be a better place, man. We're going to have, in a minute, we're going to have Anthony Rucker. We're going to start jumping into these relationships because
we're getting it in.
I got a couple of questions. We're going to get to that in the educated and regulate session. That's going to be about in two to three minutes.
We're
going to get into the educate and regulate session. You guys can call up 347-850-1521. Yep. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard and ask Mr. Anthony Rucker, the relationship expert, all these great questions.
Let me preface this. Don't ask me if you don't want the truth.
There it is, Anthony. Tell him, brother. Tell him, Anthony. Tell him.
Because there will be no lies told.
Actually, I got a question for Money Making D. My question for you, bro, is every indie artist and every mainstream artist, every artist has a moment in their career that defines them. They have a moment in their career that they would never forget. What was that moment for you?
The moment in my career that I would never forget was when I was down in Florida and I was in the studio and I was working on dubstep music, and I just realized that I was rapping to dubstep, that hip hop is just everywhere. Like, it's gonna forever be there, and I will always remember that. And that's a moment in my career that I was just like, made me just strive for more and made me just go in even harder.
That's it. That's the great response, bro. Great response. I think that's a great moment for an artist to remember. And just truly know that you're being involved in, and just, you know, just to know in the future what you're going to be involved in, and you know, just even the type of mindset that you have to try to make it in this music business, because it's definitely doggy dog, and you got to be ready for it. You got to absolutely be ready for it.
Most definitely. You got to keep your grass cut low for the snakes. A lot of snakes
yeah,
out
true.
There.
Most
keep
definitely.
The grass. I don't even bother with grass no more, Money Making D. And D-Spray, everybody that's tuned in. Even don't even bother with grass no more. I just lay down semen. That's it.
I hear that.
We ain't talking about no garden snakes. We're not talking about no garden snakes.
It's on sidewalk. Money Making D, I just want to say thank you and say thank you. I appreciate you coming through Frontline Fridays and sharing your music. We definitely going to have you in rotation here on a regular. We appreciate you as an artist, and we appreciate you having your package and your presentation together. Now that you done came through Frontline Fridays, you can always come back, but the next time you're going to have to pour your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
I feel you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem. Money Making Me, put your website and your links and everything out there so they can check you out on the course. Y'all make sure y'all check out Money Making D, check out Diva Spot Twitter, all the promo team going in. We definitely pushing this artist right here, and he is worth the listen, worth the payment of the music, and worth the download. Money Me, go ahead and tell them how to follow you and all that great stuff.
www.nothingbutgreatness.blogspot.com, nothing without a G. Facebook is www.facebook.com/TheRealMoneyMakingD. Also on iTunes, you can find that track ACG. Just type in Money Making D. Twitter, follow me at Money Making D.
That's what's up, Money Making D. We appreciate you for calling in. You're welcome to stay. We're about to get into this Educate and Regulate session with Anthony Ruffins. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, what you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, gon' do something. Hey, queen, what you do something? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Y'all know how I get down. That was your boy S. Colley right there. Big shout out to S. Colley for making that hot drop.
Educate, regulate.
Definitely. Y'all make sure y'all check out S. Colley. He is a triple thing. He's an artist. He's a producer. He's a videographer. So y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, S_Colley. That's C-O-L-L-I. That's S_Colley. Tell him Diva Mary Kay sent you. He'll definitely hook you up. We about to educate and regulate. We got Anthony Ruck alive in the building. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up everybody's lines. Money Meek, your line is open. 919-360, your mic is open. Anthony Rucker, for those who don't know you and all the amazing things that you've done and your great career that you're on now, tell the people about you so we can go ahead and get all up in your Kool-Aid.
Yes, and must know the flavor. Right now, they call me a relationship expert. So that's what I'll be doing. I'm writing books. I have a relationship cookbook out. And it's not about food, but it is about food. It uses the concept of creating a good meal and teaches you how to create a good relationship. So, and it's all practical application. I don't believe in, how would you say, not to offend the professionals in the world, but I don't believe in a lot of pontificating and theorizing. Bottom line is, if I need water and I need something to drink, I need something that I can put inside my body, not my head. So it has to work, you know, on paper, in my body, in my real world. And I have a bunch of books that I'm working on, but the next one that's going to be coming out on my relationship top tens. And, you know, it's just a little something that that actually keep me on the path because I have some longer books that are not going to be ready. Uh-oh, I think I lost you, but I'm coming back.
Man down.
There we go. So, knocked the phone over. So, yeah, so I got a book of relationship top tens, and it's just, you know, it's a fun thing, but it's also an educational thing. It has the top 10 romance enhancers, the top 10 ways to build trust in a relationship, you know, top 10 things your man is always thinking but they'll never tell you, you know, some interesting things, but also some things that you can get some real knowledge from. So I'll never put out just like a quick book, you know, just to get some press. It'll always have, you know, some content to it, but it'll have a little bit of fun to it, you know, start some conversations, some controversy, have people arguing with each other and asking people, is that true? You know, because people hate to answer that question.
All the time. People hate to get, you know, real about the situation. That's why we got to educate and regulate this situation, because there's a lot of foolishness, don'ts and ohms around here.
Goings and ohms around here,
and I definitely want to talk about it. So my first question, which I just was blanking, it was a really good one. I got 1,000 ones that I want to ask you. But, oh, that's what it is. A lot of men say women, we talk too much. Like, we are explaining something to you, or you ask us what time it is, and we'll go all over and tell you the time in Japan or something. Now, when we're talking, when does it get to the point, how many seconds or minutes later do a man stop listening to what you're saying?
A man stops listening to what you're saying when he has enough information to process what you want. Period. If you tell a man, like, listen, I need you to fix my car, and this is wrong with it. When he's heard enough to know how to fix your car, he's done. Now, you might tell him, like, oh, yeah, I want you to fix something in the engine, and then you might mention something that you heard rattle in the back. He's turned that off because those are two different things. So he's going to fix the front, then he'll fix the back. And if he wants to fix the back afterwards, he'll let you know. But all that other stuff, he's going to cut off. Men, we're about progress. So once we get enough information to act and carry out whatever we need to do, we're done. We don't want to hear anymore, and it's either we are going to do it or we aren't. And sometimes, you know, women talk to convince, and men don't need all that convincing. Matter of fact, men are somewhat like women. Women make up their mind in the first 30 seconds what they think about a dude, whether the dude has a chance to sleep with him, lay with him, whatever you want to call it, and whether there's a chance for a relationship. A dude knows in the first 30, 40 seconds of a conversation whether he wants anything to do with what you're talking about. And so when you go on after that, it's just for you. It ain't for him, because he's already made up his mind whether he is or is not going to do it. You know, the only thing that he would need to know now is, okay, what else, you know, the specifics of what I need to do so I can carry it out. But once we get the information we need, we're done. We don't like a whole lot of extra and over. That ain't part of our makeup.
That ain't part of our makeup. Well, all right. So that one right there, I'm going to throw it over to Money Meek. Money Meek, you got a question for Mr. Anthony Rucker, relationship expert? I think we lost Money Meek. What about you, D. Slate? You got a question? I know you get, you know, all the time, but.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, first of all, I think my man Anthony is correct, you know, what he's saying about men. I mean, he's right. We do know exactly what we want to do when we first meet a woman. You know, as soon as we meet her, we already know what time it is and what we want to get down with. I think my question is, there's a lot of, we had this conversation on my show, and, you know, there's a lot of women, some women who get offended when they think that a man, thinks that they're a gold digger and all they want is money. But a lot of times we get that impression just from different things that we've been through or things we've seen ourselves.
So, you know, is that bad to just automatically assume, you know, when you're dating a woman, automatically assume that she just gonna want you for your money? And you go on a defensive thinking that she may just want you for your money and that's it.
Okay, there's two answers to this. So we got to break it down into two parts. One, we have to deal with human experience and the way that we react to human experience. So if you've been, it's like children who've been around abusive parents. You know, when they get near adults, they're going to think that you're abusive. You have to earn their trust. Is that a bad thing? No, because that's their experience. Is it a good thing? No, because then it affects with people's ability to trust and build relationships. But it is a true, honest thing that just has to be dealt with. See, some things aren't good or bad. They just are what they are. So you can't deny human experience and your reaction to it. Now, on top of that, think about the flip side of it. Think about a man walking up to a woman and saying, you know what, all the bad experiences you had with a man, you can't bring that in a relationship, and I'm not going to deal with it. You just have to trust me. The first thing that will go up in the air is, that's unrealistic. I'm not going to do that. You must be trying to hide something. And women don't understand. It's the same thing. Sometimes when we come with our experience, they're saying, well, you can't live off your experience. You just have to deal with me. Well, you don't do that with me. Matter of fact, humans don't do that with each other. We always come in with preconceived baggage based on what we've been through. Whether the baggage is heavy or not, that's another question. Now, what we have to do to get to our higher selves is we have to learn discernment. And we have to learn and develop the ability to deal with people and be around people and find out about them without having to go through, you know, 3 years of, you know, internet searches and background things. You know, it used to be a point where that intuition used to come in. You used to be around somebody like, no, something's not right. You know, and we have to get back to that. We have to get back to our intuition as well as our intellect and our emotions. So it's like, it's just not a good bad thing. It is what it is. But the thing about it is, you should always be at a point where you're working through things that are not necessarily good for you. And it's not necessarily good for somebody to come in distrusting people. But it's also not good to come in being too trusting. So you have to find that optimal distance and give people based on what they've earned. Like, I won't trust you with my wallet if you showed you ain't trustful with the dollar I loaned. You see what I'm saying? So there's degrees. So what we have to do is learn to move on degrees based on what the person is showing us and not move in increments based on what we think about them based on our past experience.
Well, there it is.
Knowledge.
I had to stop for a second. I was listening so hard. I was.
All right.
Yeah, buddy, you're right. I mean, let a person, give a person a chance to show you who they are. I've had that issue, and my honey bunny was like, you know, I feel like I'm under a microscope, like. You know, you got me under a microscope. I don't do this, and I should have did this and whatnot. Just give me a chance to do what you asked me for. If I didn't care enough about you, I wouldn't have been with you this long time period. But there's the question. People get together, and after a couple of years or whatever, they start to get very comfortable. They don't do the things that they used to do anymore. And I think it should be not just on one side. And this would, I'm talking from a woman's point of view. You know, women will go out and change our hair and get a new perfume, get a nice dress, cook a different meal. But we're waiting to see if you notice or if you're going to try to do something new. A 99-cent card sometimes go a long way. I just think there are romantic men out there that do those things, but when it gets to that point where a woman feels like, you know what, he's really not paying attention, he don't see me, then that's when all the insecurities and the mess come in at. Now, when that happens, you know, in this relationship that now my girl is insecure, of course the mate is going to be frustrated about it. Like, you know, why are you going through this? Why are you feeling this way? I love you. I tell you I love you all the time. But love, you know, you got to show action. You can tell me you love me all the time, but if you're not showing me, it's something different.
Now, my question to you, Anthony, you know, when that happened, when a woman is saying, you know, you got to show me rather than tell me, does the man really understand what she's saying? Or does he just feel like she tripping and he just going to do the minimum so he won't have to hear her mouth?
The answer to that is yes and no. Yes, we understand that you want to see something, but no, we don't most time know what that is. And see, this is the issue that comes down with women. I just was talking about this at a conference I just spoke at. You know, a lot of times, let me give a background. Like I said, men are interested in progress, women are interested in process. So if I ask a brother to fix my car, as long as my car is working at the end of the day and I ain't going to get in trouble and he ain't going to get in trouble, we don't really care much how it happens. You know, your car is working, dog. All right, cool. That's all we need to know. If you fix a woman's car, she's going to be like, so what did you change? What did you do? You know, and the brother's like, what does it matter? Your car is working. Just, you know, it's not like he's going to come out and fix it. You know, but you want to know because women are interested in how things happen. And men are just interested in making them happen. So a lot of times women have all the time women have a preconceived notion and belief about a way a man should approach them, treat them, and the way their man should interact with them. And so what men get upset about is when they know that when you say, show me, you have specific things in mind. You ain't saying go out and be creative and do the best you can. These are some things that this joker better do when he's doing this. If he don't do it, I'm going to be pissed. So brother is actually trying to figure out what's going on in your head. But I always tell women, when you are judging a man's actions based on what you think he should have done or what you would have liked him to do, you always have to ask yourself one question. How would he know? And if the only way that he would know is based on your belief that he should know, then you out of pocket.
Do what you did in the beginning. I'm going to tell you how you know. I think a lot of brothers need to understand. They need to maybe be taking note in the recording in the first week that y'all got together.
The same thing you did in the beginning,
you should do it in the end.
But this is my question. What things in the beginning? Because he's probably made mistakes in the beginning, but you don't want him to repeat those. So you have to be clear when he does something in the beginning that you like, that's what you compliment and that's what you react to, so it is clear for him what is working. Because a lot of times in the beginning, brothers are being creative, believe it or not, and they're trying to figure out what makes you work. And then in the end, you're like, oh, you were so sweet. You know, you were just my Prince Charming. But it's like, in that, we don't know what exactly worked, and you didn't really give us any inkling because you didn't want to look too easy or too available. So we did 50 things, you know. Show some signs about which of those 50 things worked, because a brother's not going to go through 50 things every year, every time, to get you.
You're damn right.
And to get you happy. So, but if you made it known by your reactions and your conversation what you enjoy, then the brother will, with no problem, actually go out and do those things on a regular basis and do variations. The problem is women are so busy being mysterious that they become unavailable and unattractive to us because we have to do so much guesswork and so much detective work that it becomes not worth it, because you're not going to reward the outcome unless you like the process by which it happens. So, for instance, a brother buys you a dozen red roses, and you say, well, you know what, it's this anniversary. On this anniversary, I'm supposed to get yellow roses, so now I'm looking down because he didn't put enough effort. But again, how would he know? I don't know too many brothers, you know, who even been married 25 years who know about the silver and the gold and the platinum anniversary and what you're supposed to get on them. That's not something that we've concentrated on. Us, we gave you 25 years. We gave you the best of us, and then we're going to get you something from our heart, but then you're going to judge us because we didn't get you something from tradition. And then it becomes a problem. It's like,
I can't understand that. You got to validate.
point with that. And ladies, I did Educating Regularly session last Friday, I was talking about being supportive and encouraging, getting off his back and getting off his back, discourage him, and getting in his face, encouraging him. So I can definitely, you know, understand what you said about that. There's something that happened to me. On my last day of medical school, my last day, and it was this Asian girl, and she was like, yeah, you know, I'm ready to go ahead and finish with this degree and get to work at the hospital and whatnot. And, you know, I was telling my husband, and my husband was like, you know, I really don't want you to work. And she was going on, and I was like, well, wait a minute, something, it's a pattern here. Because the Asian girl said it, this Mexican girl said it, the white girl said that, you know, their husbands really didn't want them to work. You know, their husbands were supporting them while that they were in school. And then I thought about it. I said, well, wait a minute. Let me holler at my man and see about this.
Hey David, that's what that joint we just sent you, Mr. Rice, man, explaining, David, you know, money may stay on this grind. You know, I got my sights on, baby. You know, man, you know,
I'm trying to come from a man's standpoint of view,
Steve, not to cut y'all off from a man's point of view, trying to, you know, give you some things what we look forward to, you know, the do's and the don'ts. You know, man, you always, you know, woman powerly, you know, supportive to the male habitat, Diva. You are a very leadership type of female. You know, dudes might be endured just by your conversation at times, you know, feeling that catering type of man. Shout out to Tay Black, you know, that's my dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, you know, I just want you to get a chance to spend that Mrs. Wright Jones all class with what we talking about here. You'll definitely love it. Yeah, Mrs. Wright, man.
I'm going to upload it right now because I definitely want to hear that. Thank you, Money Mink. I'm definitely going to upload that so I can hear it because we can learn so much from our men. And we can learn not even just, you know, we can learn so much if we just take the time to listen to y'all when y'all speaking. You know, just be quiet and just pay attention, you know, and just listen. But I noticed one thing, you know, like going back to what I was saying as well, is I said, honey, you know, I'm thinking I want to take a couple of months off of work so I can be able to, you know, relax and do my diva thing and do a little traveling, whatever. And his response is, well, baby, you know, whatever you think would be the right choice for the unit. Yes. If you think it would, this is what he said to me. He said, whatever you think would be the right decision for the unit, then we going to have to work it out. He was like, I'm not necessarily telling you to stop working, but I'm saying to you what you would think is right for the team and for the unit, then you do it. If you want to take some time off and basically you know that the house is going to be good, we still going to be good, then fine. But he didn't say to me, like you were saying just now, Anthony, what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear, well, you know, baby, that's cool. You want to take some time off? I got a couple of dollars saved. That's cool. You can just chill for about 2 months, take a leave from your job, and that's cool. But the black man don't play that. Nah.
Hell
you
got
to get your ass up and go to work. You black man said, what?
Hey,
you don't
want
to go to work.
But it's like, you know, and look, first of all, I like that. I think you're right. Brothers, we got a different mentality on that whole situation because we thinking, all right, my baby want to take a break, but, you know, shit, we got bills, you know what I'm saying? A brother like to get his eat on. I like to pay for some things myself and go buy me some nice things myself. So if I'm paying for everything, we're going to be a little short on something.
I might
have to holler at her.
That's like you see, you can't be running around the crib like ancient mama. You know that's a no-no. You know what I mean? You going out there chopping it down. You know what I mean?
But I want to say first of all, I want to say I like what Anthony said about the whole deal with you know, when you're married, you know, for 25 years, and with men, you know, your wifey is thinking to herself, okay, well, what you getting for our anniversary? And the brother thinking like, well, you already got it. You got me for 25 years. I mean, that's not enough. You know, that's what the brother's thinking about. But, you know, I think that, you know, I think my big thing or my biggest question, I talk about this a lot with different individuals, different men and women. But my biggest thing and my question is when you know, when you're talking about getting married and you hear a lot of people saying more so women, but you hear a lot of people saying that well, I just you know the question is it a recipe for disaster to not live with the person that you're talking about marrying, and also waiting until you get married to that person to have sex with them? Is that a recipe for disaster?
It depends totally on the people. See, as one of my boys used to say, he said the problem with getting married before you sleep with somebody is before you marry them and you live with them, you're just meeting their representative, you know, who they want you to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he said, and then when you get married to them or move in with them, then, you know, the real them walk out and you'd be like, well, who are you? You know,
where my girl at?
You're not who I've been with. And,
right,
you know,
where
my
girl
wife,
at?
Yeah, and my wife broke it down, you know, to the beginning. She said the only reason people need to live with each other and have sex with each other before they get married is because most people will lie to you. But if you have
exactly.
a truthful, if you have a truthful person, then that ain't an issue. Me and my wife didn't have sex before we got married. You know? And so it's one of those things where, you know, it depends on the person you're dealing with. If you have a true representation of who that person is, and I mean, even if you don't have sex, you're going to pet heavy. And you can get a general idea by how a sister move, and sisters, you can get a general idea by how a brother move around, even doing petting heavy, about how experienced they are, you know, what they can do, and you know where it's at. Because, you know, a couple of hands in the right place, you know, they can get something tingling. And if they know that, then they know other things. So it's about what, and it's also about, and it's also about how much you're willing to work. Because it's like this, you know, so as one said, you know, when sisters talking about, well, I don't want a man who's been around, but I want a man who's good in bed. Well, as one said, if he's good in bed, he didn't get that way by himself. So, you know.
Well,
so,
I'm going to say this right here. Paradise is with the woman. And that's how I feel. You can always teach somebody. Man, I had somebody that didn't know what they was doing, didn't have no clue, was just excited. By the end of that year, I taught that person everything that they needed to know, if not more. The chick that he got with after me was a happy chick, I'm telling you right now. Because he had everything that he needed. He had the basics, but he didn't. It wasn't that he didn't know how to have sex. He just was not comfortable enough with his sexuality to maybe talk dirty or, you know, grab certain places and be confident. He needed that confidence. He needed to feel like he was in control. He was so used to being controlled that I put him in a position of controlling. And it kind of hurt him out because he got real cocky maybe like 4 or 5 months later. I had to cut the nigga off. I said, wait a minute. You're doing a little bit too much.
But the thing about it is,
next thing you know how
to act. It's in both ways. I mean, you know, one of my past relationships, you know, we had to stop by the girl's job, and, you know, she was in there getting stuff, and I was like, so who's here? And she was like, nobody, this, that, and the other. I just come in here, you know, she had access to it. I'm like, so that's a nice desk you have, you know. And she was like, you know, I would never. And next thing you know, I mean, you know, the next brother benefited from that. It's all about your knowledge base, you know what I'm saying? So
what it's about
how patient you are and how good of a teacher you are. Because if you can teach somebody how to please you, you can get with anybody who's willing to learn. So
Anthony, I figure y'all didn't use pledge to clean that table with, huh?
We had to throw that table out.
No, for her it was a thing. She called me like, I get a call and she'd be like, I'm sitting at the desk, and then she'd giggle, and that was her thing. You know, it was just like, you know, sometimes you can bring a little freak or a little dirty out of people that they didn't know was in them, you know, because like you said, they didn't have the courage. So it's like this, if you are that person that you're willing and patient to learn and you believe that the person you're with is willing to do the same thing, y'all can wait. And if you're honest with each other, if you're honest with each other, then, you know, you ain't got no beef because you know exactly who you're getting with. Like, with me and my wife, people actually question me and my wife about marrying each other. Like, do you know who you're marrying? And we like, do you know that neither one of us got the time to lie and make up stuff? They know, everybody know what they're getting into. It's just like,
you already know what this is. I want to touch on something that I really do not like seeing. I've seen this too much, and I'm now seeing it a lot more with women, is the hands. Well, let's start with the mouth. When you in the attitude. Now, ladies, if your man bring you out somewhere to an event or over to another one of his friend's house, you want to be able to present yourself as a lady. That's one. Now, going into this whole hand situation, women are more likely now to slap the taste or be like, oh, I'll knock you out, and all this stuff. Men get physically abused as well. But it's now it's getting to the point that it's nobody should be putting their hands on nobody, first and foremost. That's one. If you can't express to me how you're feeling without getting physical, then me and you don't need to be together. But for me as a woman to see a woman take advantage, because I have a son, he's 10 years old, to see a woman take advantage of the fact that she can put her hands on this man, not only knowing that he is not going to do anything or he is not going to hit her back, is wrong. Now, do you believe, well, on the woman's side, now just say Diva Ebony B herself, and my son, about 16, 17 years old, whatever, he get with this little chick, and she got a problem with her hand. And my son come home or whatever, 21, 23, and he got scratches on his neck, on his face. I'm going to say this right here live on air. I'm going to whoop that ass. You hear me? It ain't just going to be me alone. Oh, we rolling on you. You ain't going to have to worry about my son hitting you. You will not have to worry about my car hitting you, baby. You might as well get everything off that you can get. Because as soon as he come on to the house, you pick up. You can even move out of town. We'll find you. We will hunt you down and find you. We going to whoop that ass. I don't think that is wrong for mama, sister, cousins, best friend, sister, baby, mama, little dog, come over there and whoop your ass. Because you put your hands on that man, especially when he don't touch you, when you know that he's not going to touch you. We have to stop doing that. Now, Mr. Ruckers, of course, you are the relationship expert. You know, he can leave that girl, but I think that she shouldn't just walk away with, you know, just putting her hands on her because she got hand issues. We'll get the divas up and roll on her.
All right, so when it comes to hands, there's what I call the one-time rule. One time is it. Period.
At that time,
you set the situation up. And, I mean, and sometimes the one time is one time and walk. So, and, you know, and I had to learn this from my aunt, because I was in martial arts since I was two. So I could walk in a room and clear it out if I so desire. So a woman getting mad and, you know, looking like she's going to do something, I'm like, baby, you can bring you and your whole family in here and I can empty this out. So what are you really doing? But my I said something that Franz Fanon also talked when he's talking about the oppressed. He said things always go in stages. And so what happens is if you let somebody put their hands on you today, they're going to put something else besides their hands on you tomorrow. Eventually it's going to get that way. So at the point that it happens, unless you want to progress, you have to stop it. So I'm not one to say put your hands on a
shit, man.
Huh?
Money me?
Yes.
Are you talking fast?
I'm in the back. You know, we're in the lab. You know, just going over some things with a couple of artists. I'm here, baby. We're here. You know, I stay grinding. Yeah, got to show you that love.
Well, that's what's up, Money. We live on air, baby. You're going to have to mute or you're going to have to tune in. You got to pick one.
I'm right here. I'm waiting for that Mrs. Wright joint. You know, back to our conversation. I heard what dude was saying. I heard what you were saying. Yeah, we're here.
So as I was saying is, you know, you like you said, one, I'm from the old school, so I ain't got no problem with beating the kids behind. And, you know, if your parent got something, then bring your father out there. I'll beat his butt first, and then he can beat yours. But something's going to go down.
You
know, but, hey, but it's like this. I'm a firm believer of spare the rod, spoil the child. So something has to be learned. It has to be a recourse to learn. So you learn that this is not something you can do. And it should come from the parent. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, yo, you know, a spanking ain't never hurt nobody except the weak-minded. And then they need to get strong. So when it comes down to it, you know, what you tell your son is, you ask him the question, do you think she'll do it again? If he says yes, then that's your last time being around her. Then if he says no, then you make it clear what's going on and let her know that my mama's about to come over here and have a talk with you and your mama, and it ain't going to be nice. So, you know, I still want to talk to you afterwards, so don't take the ass whooping personal. You know, and just move on. But,
don't take
but
it
mama,
personal, because my mama coming. I'm letting you know right now, my mama, she coming.
Mama's coming. But I have a daughter, and if a dude put his hands on my daughter, I tell people unequivocally, you know, I could tell my daughter got a little gangster in her. You know, she smacked her older brother when she was 1 1/2 and said, shut up, because he was crying. So I understand that she is not going to be the girl. She ain't going to be the girl that's walking out talking about how you doing, let's go out for a date. She's going to be like, listen, I need a steak and I need a movie, and if you can't do it, we can't go. That's going to be my daughter. But nonetheless, she's going to be very upfront about it. So I'm going to let every dude know that, you know, I don't care if you were correct in putting your hands because you need to protect yourself. I'm going to beat your behind first, and then I'm going to decide whether I'm going to let you live. So it's not going to be a question of whether you're going to get it. It's going to be a question whether I'm going to watch your father beat your behind or I'm going to beat your father, then he going to watch me beat your behind. But your behind getting beat. So that's just my personal thing, and that ain't relationship. This, hey, I'm just from the old school, you know, something got to happen. And when that kind of stuff happened, less of the mess happened because it was a recompense. It was a recourse for the action, so people weren't quick to do it because, you know, if you touch daughter, you had daddy, uncle, and the neighborhood coming over, and you're going to get handled, and that's going to be it. And I believe in that. I believe in community protection. You take care of your own. You know, and
that's
a cultural thing.
You take care of your own. But I really like the one-time rule. You got one time to hit me, and it's over. And I know sometimes love overpowers things, and you end up going back to that person. You
don't
want to... Well, that, yeah,
that's
you're
not,
right, but people just don't want to be alone. I think people just make excuses. I don't want to be alone. I want to have this person here. I love them. I've been with them so long. I don't want to start over. I mean, somebody putting their hands on you is definitely not a good look, but I really be thinking about that with my son. He's a very young, handsome man, and he doesn't even look his age. He looks like he's older than what he is at 9 years old, about to be 10. But I be thinking about that, like, you know, you got these little young girls out here he's going to run into. Everybody got issues to a certain degree, but I've always taught him to be a gentleman. I've always taught him to be respectful. He's not one that likes to fight. But if he hook off on you, it's not going to be nothing nice. He's going to knock you because he cock strong. He North Carolina built. Like, that's just how he is. So, you know, just to prevent from him getting into some altercations and whatnot, I always tell my son, if you got problems with any women, you ain't got to call the police. You call Diva. You call Mama because the police ain't going to be able to do nothing for you. I'm the 911. They call me. Call me, keep me on speed dial. Matter of fact, you can store me under 911 and call me. I will be there quicker than the police. When you dial the first number, I'll be at the doorstep because I'm going to whip that ass. It's going to taste good in my mouth, too. My last question that I have before I throw it all over. The place you guys are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio is Frontline Fridays. I got Anthony Rucker live in the building with us. We got D-Slate from the D-Hour Show live in the building with us. We also got Money Mean Brick City live in the building with us. And everybody that's tuned in, we just chatting it up. You can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now. On the website, we see the numbers, you guys. We see all 12 of y'all on the website. Y'all streaming the show. Big shout out to Sheen Johnson on Twitter, he was listening to the show. He said, loving real music, bring hip-hop back. Great beats. I can understand him. Big shout-out to you, Sheen Johnson. We definitely see you. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live on TuneIn Radio. Yes, go to your iPhones, your iPads, your Androids, and go to your Google Market or your Google Play and download TuneIn Radio. And what you want to search is Diva Spot Radio and make it your precinct. Just click the little heart right there. You can listen to us anytime. My last question that I have for you, and this I've seen this a lot in the relationships and one in me personally, is you're with this person for a minute. You know, you have no children by this person. You guys have a great relationship. You don't have any children. You're not married. The guy is older or the woman is older, but you got to the point in your life where you're saying, you know what, we've been together for this long. Why haven't we looked at the next step of getting married? And not just for the ideals of being married, but having that holy matrimony. I honestly feel, as far as marriage, when I think about marriage, the first thing I think about is God. First thing, because that's something that he wants for me and my husband, my mate. I want my marriage, I want my relationship to be in good standards and be approved of what God says that he wants it to be. Now, some women are not, you know, comfortable to the fact of getting married, and some men are not. And a lot of, they play this weight game, like eventually it's going to happen when we get everything together, you know, when we get our finances and our money right. Well, if I work at Burger King and McDonald's, I don't think we ever going to get us a mini mansion, boo. Like, word up. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't think a mini mansion is going to come no time soon. If I'm the cashier at Burger King and you the maintenance at McDonald's, we ain't getting no mini mansion no time soon. By the time we get that mini mansion, we going to be too old and dried up to say I do. But having a family, you all a family in the house, taking steps to say, you know what, I'm really serious about this marriage, and I want to be able to spend the rest of my life with you, and I want our relationship to be in good standards with the Lord. I want us to be able to come together as a unity, like making it official. When you get to that point in the relationship, what are some proper things to communicate? And how long should you wait after years before this marriage happens, if it does?
All right, so this is something that really bugs me, so I'm going to deal with this across the board. If you put a time limit on a relationship, you a fool. Because there is no guarantee in heaven, hell, in atheism or anything that I've ever seen that guarantees certain actions in a certain period of time. So if you putting it on there, you are putting hope on there. And if you're going to base your relationship on hope, you know, go ahead, Jesse, keep hope alive. But don't expect anything great to come from it just because. You know what I'm saying? The rule is just like this. If you were trying to get a jar open and say that you wanted to make a sandwich. Now, the sandwich is supposed to take about, you know, 2-3 minutes to make. And you've been trying to open this jar for 15 minutes. You might consider that since it's taking longer to open the jar than it would to make the sandwich, maybe either I don't need the sandwich or I need another jar. So the time you stop is when it becomes unproductive and it becomes detrimental to you, whether it's emotionally, physically, or spiritually. That's the point you stop. So you don't stop at the point of frustration. You stop at the point where it's about to become harmful. Because frustration and hard, that's an excuse. Anything worth having is going to be frustrating and hard at one point, even if it's just maintaining it. So that's not a reason. You look at the level of possibility. Is it possible to make this work? Which should be your first question when you're talking about waiting. Is it possible for us to have a successful relationship as we are now, the way I want it? So if your man ain't going to church, don't believe in God, and you praying that one day he's going to do it, understand, you know, that's your business. But God didn't promise he was going to save nobody. So, you know, you should stop when you understand that I'm doing this strictly for me and there is no guarantee that this is going to happen. And you have to stop at that point when it becomes detrimental to you emotionally, physically, or spiritually. Ain't no set time limit. And my question is, why are you sitting around for 5 years waiting on something? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. At that point, you ain't waiting, you malingering. You just wasting time because you either ain't got nothing else better to do or you just convinced there ain't nothing better else coming along. But
That person can be feeding you, like, just stick with me. Just, you know, we gonna get it together. What happened to the loyalty? What happened to the support? You just gonna
pull out and you're gonna bail out on this thing. Let me tell you something. If I put a steering wheel and a trunk on a skateboard, you believe it's a car. Who's the fool? Because the only thing that you're saying that mirrors a good relationship, the only thing that you're saying that mirrors a good relationship is the conversation. That's it. And it's like this. I tell people all the time, actions trump words all the time. If I say I'm a vegetarian, but I go and eat steak sandwiches, I'm not a vegetarian. There's no way I can eat one. And if I say I'm a meat eater, and all I eat is vegetables, I'm not a meat eater. What you do trumps what you say, and what you say is only valuable if the currency of speech is only valuable if the standard that it's based on is your actions. If the standard that your speech is based on is the hope of your actions, then both of you are foolish. You for lying like that, and the person for listening for believing you.
All right. I'm sorry, I just had to laugh at that. Tell him again, man.
I'm sorry, I told you, I can't be truthful. It's like you're not waiting, you're malingering and you're settling.
You can be truthful all the time right here. You know, we definitely appreciate the truth. We want people to speak nothing but the truth and only the truth. So help us, Diva. Yes, yes. Just speak the truth. Y'all know we on everything, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. Frontline Fridays, we getting it in with Relationship Expert. Before we get into this music mix, because, of course, I got some hot music for y'all. It's Friday. Everybody turning their bottles up. I can smell the white wine from here, man. Before we get into this music mix, Mr. Ruckers, well, D-Slay, did you have any more questions?
Well, you know what? I don't have any questions. I just want to say, first of all, I can't wait to get Ant back on my show again. It's always I miss talking to him. It's always great to hear this brother dropping his knowledge on cats and dropping his truth on them, because he's speaking things and situations that a lot of people may be thinking themselves that they really don't want to say out loud. And you know, he's saying things that people really don't want to face and don't want to accept. And that's what I like about him so much. So again, bro, it's always great to hear you talk, man. It's always great to listen to you dropping his knowledge on these cats.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
That's definitely what's up. Oh, I wanted to say this too, because I've seen this today. And big girls, y'all know I love y'all. The big girls, we cannot, I repeat, do not, big ladies. And when I mean big ladies, I mean, let's go on to the size diva. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that'll do. Yeah, about 18, if you are 18 wide and bigger, please stop putting on spandex with a short shirt. At least have some the leggings, the stockings, but have a shirt that cover up all the wrinkles. It's not good. And if your legs look like a upside down V, stop that. You can have some more sexy with yourself, and not even. And I'm gonna go under that because I don't know where this whole legging things came from. You know, you're supposed to have one piece of sexy in your outfit. My mama always taught me you only need one piece of sexy in your outfit. It's either your shoes is sexy, you got on a nice, classy, sexy top, or some nice fitted jeans is sexy. You know, some sexy hair. You don't need to have hooker boots, hooker pants, whole shirt. sweat lip stick. Not, what is this? Knock it off. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to start taking pictures of you fools and start posting the website because it's just disgusting. And not only that, I got to be out with my little man. And then I see you. I got to be out with my little man, and you every bit of 245 pushing 315 with a greasy piece, a two-piece, and a biscuit, and you got on some stretchy pants.
Like,
one side is black. The other side is cheetah print. Ain't nobody got time for that. And then you got the nerves to have on a shirt that, you know, your butt crack is all showing.
Wow.
We need to have a law against that.
And if your legs look like honey baked hams, then go back in the house and make some sandwiches with them jokers because you don't need to be outside showing. That's all I'm saying.
No, go put some sweats on and start working. Drink you some water. Start walking. I went from 260. I was 260 after I had my son. I came down to 200. Then I went back up to about 215, and now I'm at 198. But if you a big bone woman, I'm a big bone woman. You can have it solid. Just take the time out. Start with 1 mile. Just keep working and keep squatting. But the more you walk and run, the more you're going to keep that situation stationary tight. But if you put your jeans on and, you know, you got muffin top and crescent top, and then y'all be having all types of dents and burns on your asses, that ain't cool. I'm on everything. We going to come back after this track right here, man. Let's
all these little young kids ain't got no direction. Shit. These little kids is on everything. Sir, painkiller, cigarette, weed, Hennessy, vodka.
I'm on everything. I'm on
sir, painkiller, cigarette, weed, Hennessy, vodka.
Y'all are everything. I just wanted to play that right there. It just suited the occasion. Denai is in the building. What's up, Queen?
Yo.
What's good, Mama? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome to the show. We got the Kings in the building. We got Money Meek, D. Slate, and Mr. Anthony Rucker, the relationship expert, is live up in his piece on Diva Spot.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, hello, Denai. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Just all right?
Sure about that?
Yeah, because I'm getting kind of frustrated, like, trying to get back into school, and it's, like, getting really annoying, so I have this funding thing I can't even use. I'm just kind of frustrated, but it's all good. I will get through it, so, you know how we do.
Why are you trying?
Yeah.
Why are you doing?
It's not like you need to release some frustration, baby. You got to let it out. That's why it's always good to have a strong black man at the house. Release.
And we ain't talking about no light-skinned brother. Get you a strong black man.
A chocolate one. We like that brown. I ain't going to be mad. I like them brown. You know, and the man know when you need to release because all of a sudden out of nowhere you be like, baby, where you at? I need you to get to the house. Or come in the house.
And I like the message that Diva put out there, my girl Ebony put out there for all the big ladies. I just got one thing to say. All the BBW women, all the big ladies out there, I just got one word, Lane Bryant.
That's all I want to say.
Yes. Lane Bryant.
Yes. Now you can
Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart.
Lane Bryant.
Ashley Stewart, Lane Bryant, The Avenue, The Dress Barn.
Yeah.
They got places for you ladies to look sexy and classy. You know the big, beautiful one that I love? Monique is one of them.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even Wendy Williams is doing a little something. I see her the other day. She looked like a woman. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Whitney.
I didn't say Fresh is a Hollywood. I said Lane Bryant. So, you know, as long as y'all know the difference.
Fresh is going to pull it off, too, but it just don't make no sense to be sitting there with your little man and you just wobbling. It just looked like the slit that was supposed to. There's no cuffs in the butt, you know, so it's just a slit. And some cottage, and it just looked like it's all just going to fall out like that.
Yeah.
Like those elastic those spandex is just holding on to a thread, like the whole thing going to bust open. It's going to be all cream of wheat. Just everywhere. I can't take it. I'll be afraid for my son that he has to be subjected to this stuff. Man.
I know, but I think, I mean, like, the same rule of ladies, the same rule of five we were talking about with the guys. Having your thong show when you sit down is not sexy. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what size you are. It's not cute.
It's not cute. I don't want you to be seeing my lady lumps and my lace black thong. Ooh, that's for my man. That's for the house. Ladies, when you put your jeans on in the dressing room, take the time out. You always talk about dropping like the time. Go ahead and squat down one time like you in an old school flick with the spray paint behind it, say Brick City in the car in the back. Squat down one time. And just take a look in the back and see how much of that thing is really hanging out. Because I'm going to put it in on 40.
May I interject on behalf of men? May I interject for the women on behalf of the men? Women, this is one thing you have to learn. A man is not going to think anything you have on is sexy unless he thinks you are. So you ain't got to do all that much. Believe me, brothers know what we want. You could come in a loose shirt and some baggy jeans, and if you got what we want, our x-ray vision will be like, you know what, there's something happening there I should figure out. So you don't have to do all that. We like it. And don't get me wrong, we want you to do it. But don't think that putting on those clothes is what's making you sexy. We don't think your clothes are sexy unless we think you're sexy.
Right. You ain't never lied.
Wellness.
I think conversation is one of that's the sexiest things. I think conversation is spoken word. I think that's a great way to set a good mood, to get you some nice spoken word poetry and, some exotic spoken word as well. Like, make a nice CD. Your friend about to come over. Sit down and chill. Y'all getting y'all little drink on or y'all little blow on, whatever y'all do. Just some spoken words. Let the words meditate your mind. Let the conversation, and that's one thing that I did before when I went out on a date. There was no alcohol or anything involved. It was a bottle of water, and we went to a park. The reason why I did that, because I didn't need to be under the influence, and you need to be under the influence, and I didn't want to miss anything. I want us to be able to focus on each other as individuals without any type of substance that will cloud our judgment, because as soon as I get drunk, you look like Denzel Washington. Matter of fact, you look like Tupac. That's what I'm thinking. But you don't. You don't look like Tupac.
I was about to say something real cool, but I'm going to stop.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and do it then.
I'm here as an expert, not as a brother just saying stuff. But, you have your personal mind. So I have to maintain my professionalism. So we'll say that off air when nobody can hear me.
Let me find out. You need a bottle sometime. Like, girl, look for you. Look, homeboy, for you. You need a bottle. Oh, another thing that's so if you are a weed smoker, all you weed smokers, do the other people a favor around you and carry you a toothbrush, toothpaste, and mint. And I'm not saying this to be funny. Like, you really need to brush your mouth after you smoke and get you some mints or some gum in there, because that is some horrible joint to run up on somebody trying to talk to them and your breath smell like afterbirth. Nasty.
I mean, we like to always say in the hood, you will never be a Big Mac without a Tic Tac. I mean, that's just real. You'll never be that.
It's Friday, man. We cutting them up. Mr. Rucker, tell them where they can get in contact with you and check out everything that you got going. I'm about to get into this music mix. Get y'all pumping, man.
All right, it's real simple. We in the days of social media, Facebook, and it's Anthony Rucker, or you can look up Relationship Cookbook, relationshipcookbook.com. On Twitter, it's at Relationship Cookbook. Very simple. My email, real difficult, Anthony@relationshipcookbook, and that comes directly to me. So I filter my own mail, so you don't have to worry about something not getting to me. I decide who I like and don't like. So if you send it to me, I guarantee I'll read it. Now, if you sound crazy or stupid, you might not get a reply. But I will. I promise you, I will read it.
Yeah, he gonna read it. Listen, right. I want to thank you for coming through the Diva Spa Radio Frontline Fridays. We definitely got to have you come back again on a Saturday to step your game up Saturday so we can talk more about your book and everything that you got going on. Now that you done came up in the house, you know, next time you got to make your own cereal, man. You got to bring your own milk because, you know, we don't keep no milk and no cereal in here at the same time. You already know.
Second time, you are not a guest. That's the rule at the crib. The second time you come through, you ain't a guest.
You know some brothers that eat some cereal with some water straight up, so, you know.
Actually, yeah.
We're about to get into this music mix right here real fast, and then we're going to come back. I want to chop it up about this hot mess news with Drake and Chris Brown.
Chris Brown
throwing bottles, not blows in the club. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We're about to get into Chi-Town. Big shout out to Chi-Town. This is Big Rap here with Carl, I Wonder, and then we're going to come back with some Money Mink. Let's go.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot again, I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream, and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really love me and thinks the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if some platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze instead of up in that steel? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean.
Yeah,
I wonder if
the streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye, and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, shift platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Conquering and Frame Mike, and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gon' flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking the trend, is Big Rap gonna get paid, or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right, and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke, if so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
I want
wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, Jesus.
I know you, I've seen your face before. You try to hide, but you can no more. Afraid you are to allow seeing the beautiful that hides beneath. Been searching for a long while, broken, no longer see a smile. Can't imagine a life without sorrow and pain. Hold your head down, filled with so much shame. Broken, scared of you. Life, appreciated, love, adored.
distance, encapsulating my freedom and blurring my vision. It's hard to see beauty through glasses stained with sin, or most of the whispers of failure that come from within. There has to be a way to begin again, to reverse the curse of mistakes past, to see how full the glass to find a joy that this time will last. But there's no remedy for insecurities or keys to escaping mental captivity. No recipe for spiritual healing. Yet, I'm searching, cause I do believe, no wait, I insist, that there has to be something greater than this. I just have to find it.
Broken.
Yeah,
of you.
Once messed up, now someone to adore. No longer holding on to past heartaches. No longer feel ashamed for past mistakes.
I love me again. I am free again. I can live again. I am changed. I feel free. No more change.
I know you. I've seen your face before. You smile again, because you're so much more. No longer afraid of what you see. The beautiful inside has been set free.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line.
Money Meek 121. And also the last one was Shawana Ray. Shawana Ray is definitely a talented artist we've seen before. Y'all make sure y'all always stay tuned in and locked every Friday. This is your new spot. Locked every Friday on Frontline Fridays on Diva Spot Radio, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. I got Mr. Rucker live in the building with us. Money Meek is here. Zaniah. Got to give some final shout-outs before we get out of here. Mr. Rucker, I'll start with you.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the music mix that we just played?
Yeah, that one, reminded me of Does Heaven Got a Ghetto, a Tupac.
I wonder if Heaven Got a Ghetto.
I forgot the name of the song. My brother was just talking about the what ifs and stuff. That just remind me of the same sentiment that was going on in I Wonder If Heaven Got a Ghetto. the one we were talking about, I'm wondering if God gonna punish me for trying to feed my family.
That was Big Rap. The name of the song is I Wonder.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. You got any final shout-outs before we get out of here?
Even though they ain't listening because they running around the house tearing stuff up, shout-out to my children and my wife and family. Took good care of me for Father's Day. I got my presents early. So, you know,
aww,
you know, fun with them. And then, you know, just shouts out to everybody who's about, you know, making better relationships and making a better place. Y'all good. All people who just, you know, want their own way and want to treat people the way they want to be, they want to treat them regardless whether it's good or not. Y'all suck. Work on yourselves.
That's what's up. Money Meek, you got some final words before we get out of here? All right, Danai, you got any final words before we get out of here?
Definitely. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at DANAYADD #4, letter U. And make sure to check out my GoFundMe page because I'm trying to raise $2,000 so I can get better equipment and go to school for metalworking so I can upgrade my supplies. So check it out and support.
That's what's up. I want to thank everybody that tuned in to the show tonight. A big happy Father's Day weekend to all the fathers out there. A big happy Father's Day to my honey bunny. You know, we definitely want to do a big. Just shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. Make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. We're about to get out of here with this hot track right here called, wait a minute, I got my son in the studio with me. You got some final words?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, come over here. Grab that mic right there.
Hey, guys. Maybe I didn't get to see you a lot of times, but it's been very fun, and I'm proud of my mom for working so hard. She had graduated from nursing yesterday, and that really made me proud.
Congratulations.
That really made me feel like that my mom been working very hard. She always wanted to be a nurse, and I think whatever comfortable with her is comfortable with me. And I've been proud of you in my first breath.
Aww. Give me a hug.
Little. You're so sweet. Congratulations, this lady.
Thank you. This is a good foundation. Thank you, son. Thank you. I appreciate you being proud of me, my young king. And, you can find me all emotional live on air. And
he laid it down. There's some brothers wish they could talk to their wives that way.
Yeah, no.
And he looked me dead in my eye, too, with passion. I appreciate you, Makai. You was up with me those 5 o'clock in the morning, and you got yourself off to school, and you did your thing, so... All right, well, maybe you was a little bit late, but you stuck through with me, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you saying that your mom's nursing career is important, so, wow. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live to Diva Star Radio. I'm about to get out of here and wipe my tears of joy and go ahead and kick my son butt in this game. We're about to get out of here with Jay Biggs from my brother. Let's go.
Hey, yo, what it is, man? It's the kid, Jay Biggs. Beamed up 1,000 with my girl, my sister, Diva Ebony B. And y'all are tuned in the Frontline Fridays, dropping nothing but that hot indie artist and music, you dig? Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com, you feel me? All right, then. Space Age. For my love,
fingers, man.
Yeah,
we
man.
Miss y'all.
One thing in the air. Look.
This is for my brother Brian. We used to call him B Hop. My homie dropped dead one day from a weak heart. He taught me how to flow off the top. Impromptu. It's for my brother D. He lost his pops and his mom Dukes. It's for my brother Jimmy Joe. It's for my brother Frank. Jimmy Joe used to steal cars and try to get back. Me and him and Robert ordered carry out. And Elon's if Frank got shot one night. Leave
pneumonia. It's for his brother Troy, who hit his head out in that town. My brother Deshaun from 8 Mile, who got clapped down. It's for my brother Jason, he got murdered out in Queens, though. It's for my brother Ray, who messed up, plus that Primo. It's for my brother Gerald, OD from Painkillers. For my brother Marvin, the drugs plus the fame killed them. For my brother Eric, it's for my brother Arthur. It's for my brother Gilbert, they all caught the monster. It's for my brother Malcolm, it's for my brother Martin. It's for my brother Thurgood, it's for my brother Marcus. It's for my brother Christopher and Tupac Amaru. Cause I could be the next one who shot tomorrow. And if that be the case, somebody make me a memorial.